It would be nice for the Hastings Raiders girls softball team if the weather would just behave itself here in the early season. The Raiders lost their Monday game at Matamidi due to a weather postponement once again after their big win last Thursday against Henry Sibley by a score of 12-7 right here on Kitty WA. Head coach Jen Thiesing of the Raiders was very pleased with the way her girls played, especially in that 8-run fifth inning where the Raiders went ahead and never looked back.
For sure. Yeah, our bats really came alive in the fifth inning, and we took control of the game there. But like you said, a lot of lead changes early until that inning, and I'm really proud of the way our girls battled and put that big number up on the board.
After shutting down Henry Sibley in the top of the first inning, the Raiders got to work. Catcher Kendall Jenkins, who leads off for the Blue and Gold, she walked and then came around to score on Lauren Jenkins' RBI single to put the Raiders ahead 1-0 after one. That start for the Blue and Gold was crucial.
Yeah, so Kendall, like you said, she's great behind the plate, and for her to get that runner right away, I think it definitely just sets the tone. Also for the other team, like, hey, you're not going to run on our girls. So, yeah, that's very huge. And, you know, our top four or five batters have been consistent these past two games of really being able to get on base and moving each other around. I was happy this game that the rest of the lineup was also hitting fairly consistently and at least having productive outs, putting the ball in play. Like I said, the top hitters are great for setting the tone for us in the opening part of the game. They did it against Tilbury as well. They're good. They're all consistent. I'm not going to worry about our hitting throughout the season, I don't think. So I'm excited to see what power comes up in the next couple games here.
The Raiders also may have had one of the defensive plays of the early season in the second inning. The first three batters all reached by a single, a walk, and another single. And with a seven hitter coming to the plate, the Raiders got a 1-2-3 double play for two outs. Hastings and pitcher Haley Hoff then got Kelly Front to ground out 6-3 to end the threat from Henry Sibley. Putting a zero up there defensively for the Blue and Gold was another huge key the rest of the way.
It's huge for sure. You know, the girls in practice might be a little bit, I don't know, tired of working on defensive stuff, but that's what we've really been focusing on these last few days of practice. And I think we've really shored up some stuff. So, you know, when they go out there, they're confident. Like you said, maybe a little bit of gray here, but definitely have confidence in them being able to make the plays when it comes to them.
That was a very happy head coach Jen Thiesing of the Hastings Raiders girls softball team after Thursday's first win of the season against Henry Sibley. And just a reminder, Monday's game against Matamidi, due to weather, has now been switched to Wednesday, also at Matamidi at 4:15 p.m. Don't forget, our next broadcast will be Wednesday afternoon. Hopefully the Hastings baseball team can open their season at home against Tartan, a 4:15 start.